This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Welcome to the program. It is the live Saturday edition of the show. Our toll-free number, as always, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
As Bitcoin hitting record highs.
Crazy.
Yet again.
It's like every day.
8,700?
Yeah.
I believe it crashed through today.
Yeah, yep.
By the time the show is over tonight, if it keeps doing what it's been doing, it could be past 9,000.
So I did a little thing, because I've talked to you a little bit about this, but I'd like to sell Bitcoin. You can't really call it a savings bond, but sometimes grandparents like to give the grandkids $25.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, put it in an envelope and here you go. But my idea was, why not do that with Bitcoin?
Because you can do the private key. You can print out the key and then somebody can actually import that into their Bitcoin wallet.
You bet. So I can print it out on paper and it's pretty secure, and it's really secure because it's not online, and they could buy any amount they wanted. But I was just kind of curious. I was like, well, through the years, what was the price of Bitcoin on Christmas? So
did
in other
you pull
words,
those numbers up?
I did. Oh, okay. I don't have them in front of me, but yeah. I do remember one
last
distinctly.
Year. It was 1,000% lower than what it was now.
Yeah, yeah, it was 10 times. But the first one I could find that had a price on it for Christmas Day was 2010.
Okay,
and Bitcoin traded at how much?
2010.
2010.
10 cents.
It was 25 cents.
Really?
Okay. So $25 would have got you 100 bitcoins.
Man.
So 100 bitcoins based on today's price would have been like, if you would have gave that as a Christmas gift.
Oh, my God.
$879,500 at one point today.
Oh, my God. Almost $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. But even if you look at last year, it's a significant increase. It was $25 got you $250 this year.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, having talked about it for so long, of course, everybody looks back and says, oh, I wish I'd have seen it. I wish I would have gotten it. And that's one thing you got to stop yourself from doing is you got to stop kicking yourself over mistakes or, you know, what you think are mistakes. It still could be the early days of the Bitcoin price. I mean, it's not unfathomable to see it going to $100,000 per Bitcoin. It's about to hit 10,000.
Well, if you look at, and there's a lot of mathematicians that are fans of Bitcoin. Yeah. You know, they like the math and the cryptography behind it, and they kind of get into it. And there are a lot of traders who are into it, too, because they like looking for trends and things like that. And I was looking at it was basically a logarithmic projection of where Bitcoin would go price-wise. And they were kind of focusing on the magnitudes, factor of 1, factor of 10, factor of 100. And in 2014, this particular chart predicted that this week is actually November 22nd, Bitcoin's price would be $10,000.
No way.
Yeah. So, and if you look at it, and I saw we talked about this a little bit online, Bitcoin's price plus the price of Bitcoin Cash plus Bitcoin Gold.
Right. These are the two forks that have happened from Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Essentially create three competing, almost copies, not quite.
Right.
We're boiling this down.
But you kind of add all those together and
you're
it's about $10,000.
Over.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think a prediction from 3 years ago based on growth, scale, and adoption.
Incredible.
It's pretty interesting.
It's
and I won't even tell you where they have it in 20 years. Because that'll just ruin everybody.
All right. So we can talk about Bitcoin. It's exciting. It's interesting. It's also kind of broken, but yet it keeps going up in price. There's a whole big discussion that can be had there. But actually, in the news, Chris, you wanted to share with us tonight, Ghost Gun is back in the news.
Yeah. This
what is the Ghost Gunner?
Well, the Ghost Gun. First of all, when we use the term ghost gun, what we're talking about are guns that people have built, legally built. And they don't have all the requirements. They don't
like
need
serial numbers.
Specifically, serial numbers. If you manufacture a gun for yourself, for your own use, there's no requirement that you be a licensed firearms manufacturer or anything like that. you can just build it. And that's good, because some people like to build things.
People are going to say, you got to have a serial number on there, Chris, because crime.
Yeah, and that's the argument that pops up, and there have been a couple times when un-serial numbered guns have come out there. The point is that it's not going to ever stop anyone from committing a crime if they're dead set on committing a crime.
But what's the benefit to somebody who's not intending to commit a crime to have a gun with no serial number on it?
Well, my personal feeling is every time we have another mass shooting or anything occurs, we immediately start talking about gun laws and we have to tighten everything up. The only thing that allows you to protect yourself against a deadly threat that might require a firearm is you. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And government will frequently try to step in and try to make things safer, try to save lives and do all these things. When they implement these gun laws, all they're doing is making it more difficult for people that legally can own guns, and we all can legally and morally, from having guns. So,
because you have a right to defend yourself.
You do have a right to defend yourself, and when we look at the history of the Second Amendment and all these, you know, protections that are in virtually every state constitution, it comes down to defending yourself against a tyrannical government. And we tend to forget that this country started with an act of gun control. There you have the British coming out of Boston to do what? Go to Lexington and Concord and seize the weapons of the militia. That was the battle. That was the match that lit this whole thing off. Literally about them trying to take guns away from the regular people.
Didn't that just happen a couple of years ago in the state of Connecticut, where they actually had like gun owners lined up turning in guns?
Well, the ones that did so voluntarily.
Magazines.
Yeah, same thing happened in New York. And both of them, I think it was, I'm going to spitball here and say it was in the 5 to 10% compliance. Most people just ignored it.
Yeah, it seems like that happens because people who own guns, in those cases the ones who volunteered to turn their things in, they seem to really love this I'm a law-abiding citizen mentality. Even though that has basically resulted in them converting their right to bear arms into a privilege, because when you ask someone's permission, you know, to go and get a gun license or something like that, a carry license, you aren't exercising a right, are you?
No, not at that point. You're begging the crown for permission. Please, may I have permission to defend myself against a deadly threat? And throughout history, we've seen various regimes and various governments attempt to do this, because it's the easiest way to remove the threat of an upset population is to take away their ability to fight back. And it happens again and again. And there are a lot of people in this country that are very dead set against it. And a lot of those people have taken it completely out of the hands of the government or the gun manufacturers or anybody else who might comply and say, you know what, I'm just going to build one myself. And then nobody knows what I have, which is not a bad idea. This story comes to us from the New York Post. And we talked a little bit about ghost guns, guns that don't have serial numbers. Los Angeles, a gun control group founded by former U.S. Rep. Gabby Giffords, asked two web hosting companies on Friday to shut down websites selling parts and machines that help make untraceable homemade firearms known as, quote, ghost guns, unquote. The Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence asked the providers that host GhostGunner.net and ghostguns.com to disable the websites for violating the hosting company's terms of service.
Now, I don't know the guy who runs the Ghost Gunner thing very well, Cody Wilson, but I've met him a few times. We've interviewed him here.
Yep.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy to choose a web provider that's going to crumble under pressure like this.
I hope not. I do hope not.
Do they identify in the story who the web hosting providers are?
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
The sites sell kits, components, and machines that help create homemade semi-automatic weapons.
Right.
It's legal to build a gun in a home or a workshop, and advances in 3D printing and milling have made it easier to do so. The kits can be purchased legally for a few $100s without the kind of background check required for traditional gun purchases. Oh, no.
God.
We have no idea.
Look at all the
crime
that's skyrocketing.
I know. Ghost guns must be in every crime committed these days, and
but
they're
no.
not.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You want to talk about guns, the ability to make your own without a trace. That's what the Ghost Gunner is. They're trying to target them, the gun control advocates. You can join us here, 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show. Skype username here is lrn.fm.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. Live. You can join us right here on the live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
We did mention to you Bitcoin earlier. If you want to learn about it, just go to Bitcoin.com. You can learn all about the basics of Bitcoin and get the latest news headlines about the Bitcoin universe. All of it over at Bitcoin.com. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We can talk more about the Ghost Gunner on the way. But first, we go to Chris in Evansville, Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and another Chris.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, the other day you were talking about the cop in Baltimore being killed, and they had shut down the town or the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the police had like done a total lockdown on one particular neighborhood, including demanding identification, so show us your papers, people who were coming in to that particular area. And they did this over, what, like a 4 or 5 day time frame at least, I think.
Yeah, you know, I go for days and days, and I don't watch the news, and then I'll catch up all at once, you know.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about that, so I heard you guys talking about it. But it wasn't really that, but I listen to you guys all the time. Love the show. I like what you talk about. I don't agree with everything you say, but
that's
okay.
Makes life interesting. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, when you were talking about this the other day, you know what's the girl's name that went to law school?
Oh, Melanie, our Monday night co-host.
Yep. Yeah, she was on there that day.
Yeah.
And when you were talking about the guy that did it, she said she would like to congratulate him for doing that.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and what bothered me was, it wasn't the fact that she said that, because I've heard her talk before. And
right.
It's, mm-hmm. You know, but what kind of bothered me was that nobody kind of said anything about that.
Oh, I thought I said something about violence isn't the answer. Normally I don't let those go.
That's right. You did say that, but I think they deserve just a little bit more.
Well, here you are, so we can talk about it now. okay. I mean,
well,
you know, a week later, but that's totally fine. I'd like to clarify, you know, we've had Melanie on for, what, more than a year, two years, something like that, and she's had this position. So this is a discussion that has been had in earnest over time. There's been a lot of discussion about Melanie's position about the police, which tends to be one that's seems to fetishize violence toward them to some extent. Mm-hmm. And I can understand that. I used to believe that violence was the solution to problems, and it's not uncommon for people within the libertarian, I guess, community, if you want to call it that, to have those kind of violent fantasies about the day when, you know, people will overthrow the government. They make movies about things like that, of these libertarians. And I changed my mind about that. Before you go on, Chris, I changed my mind about that probably about a decade ago, where I made an actual choice to choose peace as the path. And so, you know, if I didn't do enough to stop her and talk about that in that instance, I apologize. But, you know, it's just I didn't feel like it deserved really, it would have been a total change for what we were talking about to jump into that. I just didn't feel like it at the time. So I'm glad you called in about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, you know, that I think to some people that are kind of on the fence a little bit about everything, right there is a big turnoff when they hear that kind of talk, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to censor that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's how people feel. That a lot of people are really angry about the police. And I can completely
understand
why. When you've got, in the United States, you've got, what, over 1,000 police sort of related killings per year?
You're more likely to be killed by police than you are by terrorists.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So, I mean,
okay, well, I just wanted to get that out there.
Can I ask one quick question of you before you go?
Yeah.
You said that you felt that something more should have been said about what she said. Do you think that was a reaction because it was a police officer, or was it just the sort of the glory of
the dad or brother or sister? There's a family out there that lost somebody. It was murdered.
I agree.
And if it had been a black person, or it had been an Islamic person, or a Jewish, you know, whatever it might have been, everybody would have said, hey, you know, that's awful. But since it's a cop, it's like, well, congratulations to the guy that did it. And that's not a way to win fans, I don't think, or try to pull somebody to your side.
Yeah, I don't think Melanie's trying to win fans.
Yeah,
well,
she has.
Preach non-aggression. You know, you got non-aggression principle. You say that all the time. And then she wants to congratulate the guy that killed a cop.
So the viewpoint of somebody that I don't agree with this viewpoint, but the viewpoint that Melanie holds, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, so I'm going to do the best I can here, given that she's not here right now. Of course, you can always call on Monday night and actually talk to Melanie. But the viewpoint that person would advocate is that the police are always aggressing against peaceful people, and so therefore any act of violence against the police is simply an act of self-defense. Now, I think that I personally think that collectivizes.
I agree.
And I think that in an act where you're being attacked, you have a right to defend yourself. But when that attacker is, you know, later on the streets, you don't have a right to go up and sink a knife into his back.
Right. No longer a threat.
So, okay. You know, I don't agree with her. And I'm glad you called in about it, Chris. Thank you for the call tonight.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Because that discussion can go... No, that can take more than an hour.
Oh, no kidding.
If we jump into that with Melanie, then, you know, there's a big conversation to be had. And so just at that time, I just said, look, violence isn't the answer. That was my short version of everything I just said over the last, 5 minutes or whatever.
Sometimes we do forget that you do actually have a radio show to manage and to make sure continues down a path of being entertaining and educational.
Right. Well, not to say that it wouldn't have been entertaining and educational. It's just that wasn't the direction I went.
Yeah.
So let's go to Dave in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing? A long time no talk.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Dave. I don't think we've ever
Dave
talked.
Dave from Poughkeepsie. Also known as Hudson Valley Guy 1 on YouTube.
David, I'm Chris. It's nice to meet you.
Okay. How do I go about getting a search warrant against my current landlord?
Search warrant against your landlord?
Right.
Unless you're a police officer, you can't get a search warrant.
What do you suspect the landlord of having done that you would want to unearth? What would the search warrant be looking for? Because every warrant has to have a very specific, supposedly, thing that they're looking to find. So what would that be?
Okay, because... I can never get a hold of my landlord. I always have to keep on calling him. I live in Poughkeepsie. Wherever I have lived, I've always paid my rent in person. When I lived over at the BWS, I paid my rent down over Mill Street. Wherever I have lived, I paid my rent in person. Now, since I have my own apartment, I have to send my rent down to Brooklyn? Really, Gina?
Slow down for a moment here. You said now that you have your own apartment, where were you staying before when you said you were paying rent?
At the BWS over on Route 55.
What's the BWS?
Battered Women's Shelter.
You were living in a battered women's shelter. Now, you've never explained this, Dave. So longtime listeners will probably remember Dave, but new listeners don't. I don't want to go into all the history, but let's just say we knew he was living in a battered women's shelter, and you used to deny it, didn't you?
Right, back in August, I asked him, how come he doesn't have email? All he said was, it's a good question, it's a very, 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 very good question. It's a good question.
So what are you looking for? Are you looking to get into his email account? What do you want the search warrant to find?
Right.
So hang on, Dave, we're going to bring you back. You can tell us about that in moments. Dave's crazy. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. Again, LibertyStickers.com. We got Dave on the line in New York, also known as Hudson Valley Guy 1 on YouTube. Dave, we were trying to find your videos just a moment ago, and it looks like you've been deleting them. What's going on?
I haven't really been deleting them, and I heard you say that I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I just want to get a search warrant for my landlord because I want to know if he has email. Because when I asked him how come he doesn't have email, he goes, "It's a good question, a very, very, very good question." I want to know what his answer is. I just sent him letters. I sent him letters on the 8th.
What are you trying to bug him about?
Right.
I want his email address because wherever I have lived, I've always had somebody's email address to get a hold of them. I don't even know where this guy is down over 50.
Do you have his phone number?
Avenue.
Right. Do you have another way to get in touch with him?
501416th Avenue. We don't need to know the address, okay? You need to have answers for these questions. It's very important. If you're trying to get a search warrant, you need to know exactly what it is you're looking for. Now, of course, you can't actually get one because you're not a cop.
But you could try going before a judge and asking for one.
I suppose.
Have yourself declared a peace officer and tell him, I need a search warrant.
So you want to find out if he has an email address. You know, you do understand that people aren't obligated to have email, right?
Everybody has email because I don't want to keep on calling him and not giving
him. What's your email address?
Every time I call him, listen. Every time I call, all it goes is Jack goes find one. What the hell does that mean?
I don't know what you said. I have no idea.
Because you know what? I want to be able to give him my credit card information through email, so I don't have to call him.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Are you a millennial or something? Do you have a problem with talking to people on the phone? I mean, obviously you're able to call us. Why can't you call your landlord? You just said you don't want to call him.
Because he never answers his phone. Wherever I have lived, people always have email or they answer their phone. This guy never answers his phone.
Where is he? Do you know where he lives? You said you wrote him letters, right?
I don't know where he lives. All I know is that the address is 5014.
What address?
Avenue.
What address is that? Is that the address at which you can write him a letter?
It's an address where
why don't you try going there?
You
can drive, right?
I'm not driving all the way down to Brooklyn, and right now my car isn't really doing so well. When I'm over here in the kitchen. I'm not driving down to Brooklyn.
Are you employed right now, Dave, in New York? How long has it been? How long has it been since you had a job?
August 19th, 2013.
Wow, that is a long time.
That's a stretch.
So you're definitely on welfare then, right?
Not welfare, no.
How are you getting your bills paid?
Some assistance.
Right.
What kind of assistance?
Is it
coming from a church?
Dave,
we don't. We're not going to have you give out somebody's address.
Yeah.
Okay, so stop doing that. I need to know: are you on welfare, or are you getting like money from your mother? Or what? How are you paying your food bills?
How are you making ends meet?
It's through Social Security, okay?
Social Security? You're not 65.
What
are you on, disability?
Yes. I have sent some letters on the 8th, on the 13th, on the 20th.
Can you get disability for repeating yourself? Because you've got, we know that you like to repeat yourself. Is that why you got disability? What's your disability?
I'm not going to go through that, but I want to know why my landlord doesn't have email. I have faxed him letters.
See what I mean about repeating himself?
Yeah.
Is that all it takes, Chris, to get disability? I have no idea. It seems like
I don't know. I've never got disability.
Is
it because you're crazy?
I didn't have email. All he said was, it's a good question.
Yeah, no, something or other, you're repeating yourself.
All right,
thank you, Dave. I wish you the best. Thank you for the call tonight. It was refreshing to hear from you. It's been a while.
It's like a rite of passage for me.
Yeah.
You know, I've never taken a day from Poughkeepsie phone caller.
There he goes.
And it was everything I expected it to be. Everything.
So how does... The one thing he's never answered, how does somebody who's not a battered woman end up living at a battered women's shelter?
That's something
I've always wondered.
My only thought was maybe he got a job there. I mean, they have oftentimes
like a maintenance man,
maintenance guy, or maybe a counselor.
No. Like he said, he hasn't had a job since 2013.
Yeah, I know. That sort of threw that whole theory out the window. So I have no idea.
Transvestite?
Possibly.
I don't know.
You'd have to be pretty good. And I've looked at his YouTube videos, and I'm
he wouldn't.
That's going to take a lot of makeup. A lot of makeup and a lot of skill.
God, I don't know what to tell you about Dave in New York. I guess I'll do a brief recap here, because I did one for you during the break, but I didn't want to do it before we kept talking to him. Dave in New York called years ago, and he was really angry. And a lot of the time, he'll be angry about something. He was obviously upset that he couldn't email his landlord there, but sometimes he's really angry about things. And the thing that he was angry about was being made fun of on the internet. which, of course, is a long time thing that's been happening on the internet to people who've been on
people.
The internet.
Right.
But he was really mad about it, and he was talking about the Hudson Valley area of New York, where he was on, like, there's Craigslist, I guess, has some sort of chat or forum, or I don't know what it is.
Or you can comment there. On
yeah, some kind of open
things for sale. Okay.
Thing. No, I don't think it has to. I don't think it has anything to do with what's for sale. I think it's just like some other part right. of their site. And so he would get into arguments with people on Craigslist and then on like Venmo or something or some other thing. There's some other, I don't know,
right.
some chat app where you can actually talk to people, like a two-way kind of thing. And so these people would follow Dave around the internet. So it wouldn't matter if he went to some other forum.
Right.
They would find him and
just
troll him relentlessly because he's so easy to set off. And, of course, when he first called in, I was like, well, Dave, you know, why don't you go to a web forum where, you know, people agree with you on things rather than
right.
having fights because you seem to like to have fights. Well, of course, he gets into the Free Talk Live. What we had back then was called the BBS. It was our original forum. We have a different forum today, and he's not shown up there. But when we had the BBS, he came in there and, of course,
right.
started to get into fights, and some of his trolls from the previous forums came in.
Oh, so he brings his own audience.
Yeah, and so, you know, attacking the moderators and just doing everything that it would take to have people want to troll you on the internet, to have
right.
people want to hate you and, you know, spend their time on you.
Unreal.
And so, yeah, he was totally attracting the very thing that that he supposedly hated so much. And you're going to bring it to his attention, but obviously his attention is not particularly good at staying on one thing. Well, I guess it does stay on one thing over and over again, but it doesn't, you know, particularly
right.
accept ideas from the outside.
Well, I got to go back and look at some of these videos.
And evidently there is a channel.
Somebody copied him, I bet, at some point.
It looks like somebody has put together a whole bunch of videos.
Is it the Man-Child Adventures channel?
Man-Child Adventures on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go through their stuff. They look like they're having a lot of fun over there.
Oh, it is fun stuff. It's very repetitive, but I imagine they might be doing some editing to cut the repetitiveness down. I don't know. I haven't watched the Man-Child Adventures. There you go. Dave in New York, also known as Hudson Valley Guy, number one. Look for Man-Child Adventures on YouTube, and you will be entertained. If you've found that somewhat entertaining, you'll really enjoy his videos.
And to be clear, it's Man-Child Adventures, but it's misspelled. It's ADD Ventures.
Oh.
So kind of apropos, I think.
All right, the toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, and also, we can get back into the ghost gunner, which is the story we had started the show out with, this question, very serious, you know, issue of people making their own guns, which should be a freedom that everybody has.
I don't see it listed anywhere granting the government the ability to restrict that.
The toll-free number, though, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom, or you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. So whether it be crazy people or ghost guns or whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airways here. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday show.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and we'll take your calls about anything that you want to discuss. That's the point of the show, for better or worse. Sometimes it can be really entertaining. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
You can bring up anything. You can also call us Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, please amp the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for $5 per month. You can do it via credit card, PayPal, Bitcoin is up to you. And you get some cool perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials that our normal podcast does. There's also the amp-only Facebook group, and you get a special badge if you are on our new Free Talk Live forum. So I talked about the old forum earlier. We do have a new one, and a lot of people have been signing up over at forum.freetalklive.com. But yeah, please become an amplifier, and it helps us get on more radio stations with the ideas of freedom and crazy people. So yeah, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jack. He's in West Virginia. We still got the Ghost Gunner. We got more on that coming up. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I listen to you guys quite often.
Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts. Car.
How do you cut off a possible, I guess, a family member that is always trying to suck you dry from what little money you might have?
Mm-hmm. A mooch. A leech.
Yeah, and it's somebody you love, but...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been there. I'm sure a lot of callers or a lot of people listening have been, too.
you help them out for such years and years and years, and not just money wise, but they kind of take almost everything you have, including your own medicine.
Oh my God! So he's a drug addict, or she?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's usually the situation we're talking about here. I mean, when a family member really is bad towards other family members, it's almost always because they're
some substance.
They're either born that way, yep. Or they you know they're addicted to something, and they're willing to steal from grandma in order to support the habit. That's one of the toughest situations I think that anybody can find themselves in, is to, you know, have a loved one, somebody who wasn't always that way, spiraling down into that sort of pit of despair and uselessness that can be drug addiction for some people.
And oftentimes it's a couple different things. That's the problem. I mean, so you may have financial issues, number one, maybe some, you know, some mental, you know, challenges, things there. And then you've got this other thing going on with addiction and things like that. And
sure.
So you have all these different things that all probably need to be addressed differently. But to you, it's just they keep taking my money. I can't trust them. They keep stealing my stuff.
Not just that, just almost kind of like, they kind of use you as a crutch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you, of course, as long as you're willing to be used as a crutch, somebody like that is going to take advantage. That's just what they're going to do. It's not because they don't like you. It's just because they're a dope fiend.
Then they want to make it like you're the bad person.
Oh, I'm sure there's all kinds of drama involved, especially if you try to confront them on their BS. The question was, how do you deal with this? How do you handle something like this? And it would seem that a tough love is the best bet here, because you're just getting walked over, and that's not benefiting you.
Or them.
Ultimately, it's not benefiting them. And this is a tough situation. If you set boundaries and they continue to break them, you have to set those boundaries further out. And if it's gotten to the point where, you know, you've just had enough, at some point you got to break contact, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think I have to agree on that. Well, thanks for talking to me.
Jack, good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that.
If you feel like checking back in with us to let us know how it's going, feel free. And I thank you for the call tonight. It's not easy, you know, because I know what it's like to be way too forgiving towards people that I care about. You want to see them get better.
Yeah, and you don't want to see them suffer. No. It's the other side of that. And you want to, you know, and I've gone through that. You know, my girlfriend and I have gone through that with family, and it's never a good situation.
So if you want to add some advice in here, feel free. I mean, because I imagine there are people out there in our audience who have become very good at doing this over time, you know, just because it's in your life often enough to where you've managed to steel yourself against whatever you need to and put those boundaries up and leave them there if you have to. And that's, like I said, it's not easy. You want to be forgiving. You want to be loving towards people that you, of course, the people that you care about. But at some point, if they're not reciprocating by showing some signs of progress, some sort of noteworthy sign of progress, you've got to do something about it.
Yep.
And does that mean they're going to end up on the streets?
Maybe.
There's a possibility.
Yep.
That's not obviously not good, but sometimes you've got to hit rock bottom, as they say. And that's a lot closer to rock bottom than having a nice, you know, warm bed to sleep in, because they're crashing in your guest room and they've been there for the last 7 months and haven't paid a dime in rent and aren't cleaning the house. And, you know, we can go on and on with how bad a situation like that can be. And they're stealing from you and, you know, leaving needles everywhere or whatever.
And your idea of rock bottom may not be where their rock bottom actually is. I've come to realize that. I've looked at people and gone, man, there's no way you can't go any lower. You're going to seek help, right? Nah, I got this plan.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, and it's like, wow, you just want to keep going with that. And it's tough. It's easier to read about headlines and things like that and hear about it happening to somebody else's family. It's just then it happens to you. Kind of pulls at your heartstrings. But when it's you and you're in that situation, man, there's not much harder thing to go through for a human.
Let's talk to David. He's in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hey, yeah. Another time, a comment on the forecast for what's going to happen with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. I think I got a good idea what's going to happen with that. But what I was
my forecast is cryptocurrency's value will continue to rise as a group over time. Whether one or the other ends up on top is another question. But yes, go ahead with your other point.
Right, I would agree with that. And then I'd add something, like I said, a future discussion. The last week, I think it was actually Saturday of last week, and so you heard the call. There was a gentleman that was also from New Mexico that called in and shared his experience with what's called the courthouse cottage industry. The judges and lawyers and all involved, they actually use that phrase, the courthouse cottage industry, which refers to lawyers and therapists and expert witnesses and so on like that. And what I wanted to point out to people, if they didn't catch it for themselves, is to notice that this guy had went into court over his child, and ended up losing that child, getting pushed out of the child's life.
Mm-hmm.
The court found him not sufficient in whatever descriptive terms to be worthy to be in his own child's life, and so they pushed him out, and then he went and started shelling out money to the various players in the courthouse cottage industry, and he said he went and got a home evaluation. I forget the exact term you use, where you a custody evaluator.
He had somebody come in.
Yeah, they come to your house and they do a study of your home.
And he paid several thousand dollars, I believe, for that. I think it was.
Yeah, he paid tens of thousands of dollars altogether for that. He had paid $15,000. It was a total of $30,000, as I understand it, the way he said it. He paid $15,000 and his wife paid $15,000 to pay this custody evaluator to come in, and that person sided against him. And so then he went and hired another one, which he found at a bargain. He paid another $5,000 to get another one to do another evaluation, and brought that evidence into the court along with however many thousands he paid his lawyer.
Yeah.
And then the court then reversed the decision and found for him. And so the moral of the story is,
you throw money
before,
at it.
Yeah, before he paid into playing the game, into feeding the sharks in the courthouse cottage industry,
mm-hmm.
he was not sufficient enough a human being to parent his own child.
But
when he paid, $25,000, $30,000 or whatever it was, then all of a sudden he was then worthy.
There you go.
Right. So if you follow the facts and the logic of it,
and follow the money,
it's quite obvious that it's a game, because the guy is the same guy before he paid the money.
Well, they do call it court, don't they? Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's a sick business.
I'm just sitting there going $30,000, so 15 from each side.
Yeah.
That could have gone to the kid's education,
or
an inheritance, or
it's a down payment on a house.
It's right there. It's a car. Happy graduation. Jeez. Oh.
The lawyer got the car in that case.
Exactly.
The toll-free number here, or whoever it was that did that, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can talk about what you want. Also, on the way, we got more to say about the ghost gunner. Ghost guns. Guns people make in their home and they don't tell anybody about. Because freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.